Month-to-date, $14,780. Year-to-date, $40,833.89. The continued operation of Thomas Bay Power Authority is in jeopardy. Should non-net billable funds be withheld, serious consequences will arise because Thomas Bay Power Authority administrative accountant clerk's position is covered under a three-year IBEW collective bargaining agreement. Clauses in that agreement state that section 1.2, the employer agrees that no bargaining unit personnel employed will be laid off or lost normal hours of work due to being performed by non-bargaining unit personnel. And in section 2.2, no regular employee shall be laid off, terminated, or discharged by the employer as a result of employer subcontracting work. Due to the above clauses, Thomas Bay would effectively cease to function as a function should the administrative clerk be laid off due to non-funding. Furthermore, TBA would be unable to pay the city of Rankle to provide the accounting services to TBA. This would create an untenable condition as there would be no way to provide for payments to employees, vendors, or any other billable service to TBA. Now it is my understanding that the Borough of Wrangell Council previously discussed the above conditions in an open council meeting, deciding to fund TBA until such time as a permanent solution should be determined. With reference to Commissioner Larson's questions, a written statement of commitment to provide TBA with future funding is requested. Remember, under the Wrangell Municipal Code, Chapter 3.40, Wrangell is required through the Thomas Bay Power Commission to run the hydroelectric project known as Tai Hydro Project. And then he goes on and says, isn't the city required by ordinance to finance anything legally required through the municipal code? That was why. That's his letter. What I wanted to give you was to reference back to the other stuff. His budget is just about due. He's got less time to go here. And we are in the process of negotiations and all the rest of this. And nothing's gone forward. Peachburgh isn't paying their half. We've had a kind of commitment from this council that we would step up to bat. Peachburgh is not stepping up to bat.
Okay,
and that is the concern.
We're getting into discussion now.
Well, to me, it's a report. So here's the report. You can have it, and I give you my report. We'll discuss it next meeting.
We will put that on the agenda for the next meeting.
I just want to make sure that everybody realizes that that is a serious thing. And the only one that out there that's stepping forward is Wrangell. And it's very important to this community that we keep our lights on. And you keep telling me to go to the next meeting.
Mr. Stowe.
All right. Well, it concerns me, Mayor, and that's why I wanted to give it a full report.
Is there anybody else have any reports? Okay. Moving on to appointments to fill the vacancies on our committees. We have two vacancies, one on the cemetery committee and one on the Parks and Recreation Board. And there are no letters of interest for those, so we'll continue to advertise. Next item is item 11, persons to be heard.
I did receive a letter for our persons to be heard from Mona Leslie, but I'm going to read it to the record.
Okay.
And this is, you have it in front of you, it's concerning item 13C, discussion of possible action to make River Street a one-way street. And her email correspondence is as follows. To whom it may concern, it is my understanding that the city is considering changing Bruger Street to a one-way street. Bruger Street, located right in front of City Hall, begins at the north end of Campbell Drive, formerly known as Outer Drive, and ends at the south end of Campbell Drive. I have seen this street become a little congested in areas. However, I would rather look at other options than changing this street to a one-way. I would rather the city consider parking only on one side or the other. Parking space is not a problem. There is plenty of it on Campbell Drive. Drop-off and pickup zones in front of businesses and City Hall for people requiring that service should be accommodated. Furthermore, people are creatures of habit, especially if you have lived in Wrangell all your life and can practically drive the streets blindfolded. I anticipate that this street direction change would cause more accidents rather than increase safety, at least until all residents got used to the change. Thank you for your time and consideration. Wilma E. Leslie.
Thank you. That was the only persons to be heard that was on the unfinished business. And this is the proposed ordinance number 873, of ordinance of the Assembly of the City and Borough of Wrangell, Alaska, amending chapter 6.04 of the Wrangell Municipal Code relating to alcoholic beverages to amend section 6.04.100 on hours of sale. This is a second reading.
Move to approval. Ordinance number 873 with the change added, change to add sections B and C on touring premises.
A second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
I did put on the table the revision. There is a revised item 12.
And we did have a public hearing on this prior to this assembly meeting.
There's just a little bit more to
12 changes.
I'll add to my motion. And to replace the word may with shall in sections A, 1 and 2. Let's see.
Second.
That's a revision to the motion, correct?
That was an addition to it.
That's addition to it.
It was already moved and seconded and was in it.
Who seconded it?
I thought.
I did.
Daniel did. We were in the discussion.
Okay.
It's just been an addition to it.
So that's okay with you?
Yes.
So it's the revision, revised motion there on the floor. Any further discussion? Hearing none, poll please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13, new business. Authorize the sale of city tidelands as requested by David Svensson, doing business as Svensson Marine Works.
Move to authorize the sale of portion of ATS 83 Wrangell Tidelands Edition adjacent to Lot 3A, Block 24A, Wrangell Tidelands Edition as requested by David Svensson, DBA Svensson Marine Works.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Hearing none, poll vote, please.
Assembly member Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13B, proposed zone change requested by Mark and Margaret Mitchell.
Make a motion to approve the proposed zone change from waterfront development to rural residential for a portion of Lot 12 USS 2589 and a portion of Lot 5 USS 2589 owned by Mark and Margaret Mitchell and Lot 19 USS 2589 owned by the State of Alaska Department of Natural Resources requested by Mark and Margaret Mitchell.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? There was a public hearing on this item also prior to this meeting. No further discussion. Poll vote, please.
Assembly members Blake?
Yes.
McCoskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Wetherspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13C, discussion and possible action to make Bruder Street a one-way street.
Move to schedule a public hearing and to notify all businesses that it would be directly effect prior to making a final decision to make Burger Street a one-way street.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? For those who may not know, this is a street right in front of City Hall.
At some point, I would like to hear the police department's take on this before we make a decision.
That is a...
Yeah, I think we're going to need
that could be
a lot of public input because this is going to affect it pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, I've already had several people ask me about it.
Yeah.
And I, myself, I, you know, the letter that was written as, you know, change is hard. Yes, it is. But sometimes change is good because that street can be extremely congested, unbelievably. And I drive a little tiny vehicle, and you got vehicles on both sides, and you got another coming at you. It's congested.
It's scary.
Public discussion is going to be wonderful and see what they think about it. But sometimes changes are good.
Yeah, I could see her point, too, in a lot of ways, because I remember the time we had a stoplight on the corner down here, coming down from the post office.
We had a stoplight?
Yes, a stoplight.
Oh, okay.
And it was caution one way and a stoplight, and it caused more problems.
We got rid of it.
Well, now there's three different stop signs out there, too, so now it's even more confusion because nobody knows which way they're supposed to stop.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's changes are different, but sometimes it's be helpful.
As I remember right, the stop sign at that time was coming down the hill, and the road was a little different then. It was kind of difficult in the winter to stop coming down the hill.
Yeah,
I can imagine.
I don't know.
Okay.
So when do we want to do a public hearing next?
For the next meeting on the 11th?
Yes, it's moved to schedule a public hearing, so we need to figure out.
I don't have anything else scheduled for a public hearing on that day. I can do it for either 6 or 6:30. If you think it'll take an hour, I can do it at 6.
6:30? Normally are short anyway.
Well, let's do it for 6:30. And if there's still people, we can always open the regular assembly meeting and recess till we and can go back to the.
Okay.
And we will send letters to the businesses directly on this, the different property owners and stuff, so that they are aware there's going to be a hearing.
I suspect we're going to have more correspondence than that, so people will be here to speak on it. There'll probably be a few of it.
It's kind of an important street. It might even hurt to put an advertisement out there.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Excuse me?
This is to schedule the public hearing.
Yes.
Wetherspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13D, approval to purchase a Ford F-550 flatbed truck from Cal Worthington Ford.
Move to approve the purchase of a Ford F-550 flatbed truck from Cal Worthington Ford through the State of Alaska procurement contract for the price of $34,500. To be paid with the budgeted capital project funds.
Second.
Been moved and seconded.
Don't forget
discussion.
That five.
Yeah. What is this vehicle for? It's a flatbed truck with a lift gate.
It's to replace a current one that is rusting out, And what they use it for is lifting barrels and like if they're replacing big valves and stuff that are heavy, rather than having people lift that kind of things up into trucks.
Oh, well, they got like a gate
on
the back.
They have a lift, they can slide it over. But they use it actually a lot for a lot of different things, and the current one is wore out. And so this was a budgeted thing that was to replace a current vehicle that will go onto the surplus list the next time we do that.
Any other?
It also is under the Alaska State Procurement Contract, too, and also that's a big savings to us.
Yeah, that actually, in two ways. One, we don't have to spend the money to go out and advertise, and the second one is they do it on a big scale, so we get the benefit of all the cities in the state do that. So it's actually worked out quite well for us. It's
a good savings.
Anything further? Any discussion, please? Roll call, please.
Assemblymember Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13E, discussion and possible action on forming an energy committee.
I'd like to make a motion to table this until after the next meeting, when Mr. Stowe has his discussion.
I'll speak.
Do I have a second? Need a second.
Second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion?
Now's the time.
Okay.
No, I don't care if we move it to whatever we do. I just think it's important to the community that we do have an energy committee, and that was some things we discussed that you brought up last time, was if we have a lot of other things we need to discuss that would leave it open, that we could do it. The purpose of that should be very serviceable to our community. There's a lot of things on the plate yet that we haven't finished. And so if we put it on the next agenda, that'd be fine.
Any further discussion? Roll call, please.
Assembly members Wiederspoon?
Yes.
Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Item 13F, approval of the Wrangell Medical Center budget for the fiscal year 2014 as presented.
Move to approve the Wrangell Medical Center budget for FY 2014 as presented.
A second.
Been moved and seconded. Any discussion? Mr. Stowe, I assume you were at the meeting when this was discussed?
Yes, sir.
At the hospital board meeting?
Yeah, it was passed by the hospital board.
Was there any discussion or anything that you could invite us on that they did at my office?
No, they were satisfied with the budget, and they had gone through it, their budget process, their comment was hopefully that the council passes it because they've done a lot of hard work.
There was a couple of items that I had questions on, line items that didn't make any sense to me that maybe you can answer. I understand the hospital here doesn't deliver babies.
No.
So why do they have a $2,200 line item for a delivery room?
Emergencies.
Is it overflow or emergencies?
Yes.
And they just call it a delivery room, or okay?
Probably the original.
No, I mean sometimes.
Oh.
Wait.
Okay.
Total 100.
Okay. That's
the only
understandable.
Reason we don't
it's the same
deliver
room
them all the time here is we can't do a C-section. So they plan to go out of town at 2 to 3 weeks prior to their due date.
Right.
So some babies don't wait.
Okay. Makes sense.
That maintains that room and it's used for other things.
Yes.
That was the main one that I noticed. So.
Yeah.
Yeah, I already had my questions answered.
Anything further? Poll vote, please.
Assemblymember Stowe?
Yes.
Blake?
Yes.
McCloskey?
Yes.
Stokes?
Yes.
Wiederspoon?
Yes.
And Mayor Jack?
Yes. Attorney's file. We have no attorney's file.
Jim?
Item 15, executive session, there is none. Item 16, adjournment. We will adjourn this meeting at 7:40.
Yeah, I got a tape.
Get her tape.
Did you hear it click?